Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What about Punch-Out? I can do one of my impressions here. Are you ready,
Mike
Oscar?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
No, well, before that, that was piston, hurricane, body blow, body blow, left, left, body blow, left, left.
I could see that. And I know divorces go sideways, but I hope I don't have... I'd rather get a heart attack than get a divorce, but if it happens...
I'll probably end up with both.
You look like you've got corrective lenses.
Well, you know what? Now I've got another thing to do tonight. I've got to dig a hole to bury these glasses. Not only am I putting them back in the case, I'm putting the case back in the box.
Pony,
zoom out. Zoom out.
I
don't want to be close anymore.
But I don't know how you don't get any direction from somebody.
You know, they were a lot cheaper than the other glasses, and perhaps you get what you pay for.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Better. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, now in our second decade. Rejoice! The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. So if you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our long-term friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Duck, North Carolina, Portsmouth, Virginia, Valley Center, Kansas, Dover, Delaware, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Phnom Penh, Cambodia. TMOS is on the air and everywhere. So let's get started. I like when Oscar says, let's get started.
Let's get started.
No, you say it like you did on the app.
Let's get started.
Better. How you been?
Did you hear the echo? Man.
I'm well, so you're in a conference room today, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're doing a remote broadcast.
People have started coming back to work.
Right.
And by coming back to work, they started coming back in studio.
Yeah, and so that displaces you.
Well, I could have gone to Wisconsin, but...
We don't have a studio in that state.
Wisconsin Avenue.
Oh, Wisconsin
you.
Avenue. Okay.
Location.
Right.
But honestly, we were running late on production. By running late, the production was running late.
Yeah.
And I said, by the time I get in my car and drive to you guys in what is now rush hour.
Right.
Because the city's back, baby.
It's back. It's happening.
I was like, it's going to be 3:30.
Yeah. And I messed up this morning. I was running late this morning. And
yeah, but because there's new traffic. Traffic is the worst. Remember I went on that big rant about people not wanting to go to work?
Well, I think they're
stay
not
at
going,
home.
They're just driving around.
Don't go anywhere.
I don't think they're going to work. I think they're just driving around. They're going around the Beltway. Do you know people did that when the Beltway opened in like 1960?
I did not know
they
that.
Just drove around the Beltway. I see Charlie Burney.
Well, you're an adult. You're 50 years old. Just because you see people doesn't mean to call them out. This is an office, for God's sake.
It's exciting to see a new view of you.
This will be the last time we do this here.
Really?
Because we have studios.
I know.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
And now. You know how distracted Mike would get with this shot. Are you kidding me?
I would
me?
Not.
Oh, we couldn't do it with
the
Mike.
The other option is the city with people behind me. That's not going to work for you guys.
You don't want that?
No. You can see the city in the reflection in the glass here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Imagine it pointing down and seeing people.
I think that'd be good.
Like a mouse. Ooh, look. Somebody's biking by.
Look at that.
There's Charlie Burney.
DoorDash.
For 2 seconds, you see somebody. You're like, oh, there he is.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. You know what? I withdraw the remark then. I didn't think it was going to be a federal problem.
Let's not pretend that this is the most ideal situation at the moment. And then for me, I would love for you, Rob, to T-minus the big move from Wisconsin Avenue
right.
down to the heart of the city, just blocks away from the White House. Blocks away from the Capitol.
Very close to the Palm.
How are you, from a scale from 1 to 10?
Yes.
By the way, Mike's on vacation. You probably know that by now. He'll be back.
Oh, he's not here?
How are you feeling about the move?
I'm out of my mind excited. Are you kidding?
Schedule-wise, for the show.
Right.
On Thursday, as soon as the show is over, we're in there pulling out a gear, just changing everything around.
Friday, it's going to be like, do you remember when Letterman had his last show and like by 7 o'clock that night, they had pictures of his set in the dumpster? Mm-hmm. They were like disassembling it around his ears as he left the theater. That's the kind of time schedule we're on.
Yeah, no dumpster this time.
No, we're going to save the equipment. Oh. But what I'm saying is that by the time the last production wraps here, and yes, the historic Glover Park Studios, things will be disassembled. Things will be going out, and headed to the new location. The future, baby. The future is 19th and M.
The future is here.
Right.
Friday, there will be no show. No tears, no sadness. There's no show. And then the following week,
was talking to you, Pony. No tears, no sadness.
No tears.
I won't. Sadness.
The following week, we will have best of.
Right.
Because we are rebuilding multiple studios here together as a team. And we'll come back with brand new programming. This is what we forecast here. I don't want any bitching. On the 6th.
Right. After the federal holiday.
The 5th is a federal holiday.
Right.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Exactly.
I've been trying to figure out which office I'm going to put you and Pony in.
Okay.
And there is one outlier that I cannot account for, and I don't know what I'm going to
do. The floor hasn't been reinforced?
No. Does this have nothing to do with weight? I'm good with weight.
Okay,
we're
good.
Fine.
Good, good.
You are so loud and so boisterous that I do not want you to, just because you're being nice and fun and just old spiewack,
mm-hmm,
to interrupt a broadcast.
And put me far away.
During a broadcast.
I'm 100% okay with you putting me far away. I'm okay with you installing a closed door policy. That's A-okay with me.
No, I don't want to change everything for you.
No, like that would be
Pony.
No. I mean, that would be me changing things for other people, and I'm okay with that.
But
I'm just so excited to be among the living again. Are you kidding?
But I think, first of all, you think about me and you that I care for you. I don't want you to feel like you're ostracized.
Well, no, I don't. I wouldn't feel Oscar-sized. I wouldn't feel Oscar-sized because I'm now Oscar. Remember, it took you what, 19 months to let me darken the door of that facility? So the very fact that 2 weeks ago I was allowed to visit, that was like being knighted. It was so fantastic. So just being on site is a tremendous promotion.
13 of those months were because we had a pandemic going on.
I understand, but still, there was still months on either side that you could have said, Rob, you should come see this.
You make me sound like a monster.
You're not a monster.
I'm not.
You're not a monster.
I am not.
What you did is you had a huge carrot on a big stick. And I think what you're saying is, if you continue to be a good broadcaster, you can come to 19th and M.
It's going to be fun to have you over here.
Well, Pony, I can't wait to be there.
You've been setting up in this makeshift office like a refugee.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I know.
Is it a faraway office that he's chosen?
No, it's great. It's one of the nicest. Are you shocked you found one of the nicest offices in the building?
He took it?
And he just sat down.
Yeah.
And every time I walk in, there's more stuff that appears. If his trinkets and his tools.
It's all work-related, though. He hasn't brought any, like, anime stuff in, has he?
It's all work-related.
Right.
But it was funny because I sat there. I'm like, man, this is going to be an office space situation where you got to move Pony in with Rob Spiewak and they're going to have to share an office. And it'll be like the TMOS office / Rob's office, kind of Pony's office. Are you guys going to be able to get along?
We get along pretty well.
We do. I don't get along with anybody for more than a certain amount of time before I lose my mind and I just look for a place where there aren't people.
Well, yeah. What's going to happen is the thing that's going to be the stumbling block is when I'm there and he's playing his podcasts.
Yeah, he can wear headphones.
Yeah, he's going to have to. But then we'll hear. I do hear that through two glass doors here because he's listening to like some like Alex Jones is made out of cheese podcast or something. And then you listen to the podcast.
You will laugh. And it does hurt my feelings at times because if we don't get a good laugh out of you that we usually hear during the production when we're all in the same studio.
Mm-hmm.
I will hear you laugh
at
some random broke, you know what, podcast. Because I remember how I always come in and be like, what do you listen to? And you'll tell me and my eyes will glaze over.
Yeah.
And I sit there, I was like, does he listen to our show this way? Because I hope he does.
No. He's got what I call Carrie Spiewakitis. He's used to it.
Mm.
Carrie has lived, now, October, we will have been married 25 years. And she's spent those 25 years with what many people say is a very entertaining fellow, me. And you know what? She never laughs, ever. Ever. She's used to it. Pony's used to it. But he does some sort of great conspiracy podcast about why Doctor Who's tapes are being restored.
Give him a plug, Pony.
Yeah, who's your favorite? Who's your hot, your pick to click right now?
You know, Knowledge Fight is the is the show.
Sounds
the
fun.
Alex Jones show that you're talking about.
That's the story of your life.
That's the Alex Jones. No, it's the Alex Jones is made of cheese show.
Yeah. It's just they're making fun of InfoWars.
Sure.
By calling it Knowledge Fight.
I understand.
It's very humorous.
Okay. Yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, so I'll hear him Knowledge Fight away in the other room and then laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And I have no joy.
No.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter that we're building this wonderful there's no joy.
Right.
And my poor wife, she looks at me, she's like, what's wrong? I was like, oh, we got a lot to do today.
Yeah.
And I like doing things.
Yeah.
I don't even know why it comes off like it's a bad thing.
No, having a lot to do is a good thing.
Yes.
Especially when you can meet your, but then Pony is, you know.
I feel fortunate to have a lot to do.
Pony is laughing at Alex Jones, and then he says, oh, fishing time. Gotta go.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
No, so that I'm happy that there's no problem with me putting you over in the Eastern Bloc.
No, it's fine. Absolutely fine. I think that the people will come to me.
They could. You're the fun bunch. Like, you're super nice.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't want to be a distraction. I don't want to be any. But I would be lying if I said I wasn't excited to be around living people again.
Yeah.
Because over here, face it, since January, I've been a weed in Hitler's bunker.
That's a weird analogy.
It's a quote from
Seinfeld.
It's a quote from Seinfeld, but it stuck with me. Is that, you know, it was when George Costanza was refusing to leave his office at Yankees for the Yankees.
That's
because
right,
if
that's
he
right,
left his
right.
office, they could fire him. So he stayed there and he said, I'm like a weed. And then Jerry said, they went on and on. And he said,
you're sleeping there.
Yeah. And he said, and it's like being in Hitler's bunker. And then he just declared that he was a weed in Hitler's bunker. It didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense
Thank
now.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, it wasn't anything
I
to do with.
I do appreciate
it. It was actually a nod to Seinfeld. So
very nice of you.
So this office, mile-wise, how far is it from the studios?
Mm.
It's in the same building,
no,
right?
No, you're in the Eastern Block. So there's the Western Block where all the action's happening.
Right.
Where you people mind their P's and Q's.
No, and there's the Berlin Wall.
And then there's the lobby, which is the back of me, and then you're on the Eastern Block.
So that is the sort of the symbolic Berlin Wall of the lobby.
That's where Pony currently resides.
In the lobby?
Yeah, he resides in the Eastern Block.
Okay. Anyone else reside over there?
He's not customer facing. Let's just say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want them to see the talent. I can face it now. So it's like, when we got off the elevator to go there, we sort of turned right.
And by the way, for those of you not caring about this, our apologies.
Very important, extraordinarily important. So like when we got off the elevators, we sort of turned right and went to where the studio space was and the offices
Correct.
That I saw.
Correct.
So the office where Pony is and that I will be, the Sahara Desert offices, to the left.
No, that's maybe I'm selling you the wrong, I'm not selling it correctly.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, to the right.
Yes.
To the right of when you get off the elevator.
Uh-huh.
That is Tyson's 2.
Okay.
Okay?
The Galleria. Right.
To the left is what we currently know as Tyson's Corner. It's got Bloomingdale's. It's nice. It's you can get everything
you
want.
Are you sure it's not Fair Oaks?
But it's not Tyson's 2.
It's not Fair Oaks. It's
same,
at least Tyson's.
No, it's the same. Everything's appointed the same. You just can't, you know, can't go to Neiman Marcus.
Is there carpet?
If that's a Tyson's 2, I don't even know.
Yeah, is there carpet?
There's car. Yeah, they're beautiful. This office is
there. Furniture.
It's gorgeous.
That's right.
There's furniture.
Yeah. There's a window.
Yeah, there's a window. There's no. You don't have. You're in an interior. You're
Ooh.
In an interior. You
wow.
don't like the sun.
You're right, but I'm just trying to fit, you know, I'm trying to mentally picture what we've got. I'd like to be able to pull the shades.
No window. Okay. There's certainly not a window you can open. You can't open these buildings windows.
Well, that's a safety thing.
I don't even know if that's proper English.
If you're talking about the space that I'm in right now, I don't think Rob and I can fit in there at the same time.
Who says?
Geometry.
No, we fit in the control room that we currently have in Clover Park.
Was that
no
a ham-handed fat joke?
Well, look, I mean, it's a triangular shaped room. And, you know, the two of us, I don't know if we'll
three is a magic number, okay? Triangles are fine. We'll do just fine.
Yeah, but there's two of us.
If we have to, we'll sleep in shifts.
You're barely there. It's like a cup of coffee, man. The afternoon shift has changed your world. I get that and appreciate you making the sacrifice. But, if we get back to the mornings, I don't know when that's going to be. God willing, soon.
Yeah.
Like, you will have a gone fishing schedule.
That's right. Gone fishing.
And by the way, the days of you sitting there just cackling to yourself will probably be gone because there'll be more to do.
Lots to do, Pony.
Come on.
Yeah.
He didn't sound excited about that. Really?
Well, you know what? You know how you like having a day with things to do? Yes. Pony, not so much.
No.
I just don't like being around people when I have things to do because I get easily distracted.
How about this? If you have to be around someone, would I be one of the best people to be around?
Of course. You are like one of the very best people to be around, especially when like traveling and everything.
Exactly how I wrote it for him to read. Thank you, Matt. Well done. Exactly.
I just, for me, it's hard to be around anybody for too long because that's just part of my list of problems that I deal with.
To be fair, it's the same the other way.
No, Matt, you're leaning in. You're leaning in where you don't have to. So
He's gotten better. You know what? I think the glasses have helped. Because I think he used to not see the people. Now he sees them, and he's like, hey, it's not so bad.
He thought they were ghosts. Yeah, he also just shades of colors.
He also thought there were two people that looked just like Rob Ford, but it turned out it was his astigmatism.
I explained, I was having this long, like really in-depth meeting with one of our engineers here, and I said, when we first started building certain studios, Matt would constantly F up things. Like, I'd give him numbers, and he'd plug things into the wrong places. And then I'd ask him, I'd have a postmortem and say, what were you thinking? Like, I'm yelling out the number.
Right.
And we're in the same room. I just happen to be on the other side of my hands and knees running cable. Otherwise, I'd make you run the cable, which is the crappy part. And then I'll plug in the wrong thing.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know. I thought I plugged it into 35, man. This all makes sense. He was blind.
Yeah, it was 87, not 35.
Little numbers.
Little baby numbers, no.
The board goes up to 32.
I don't know how you fix computers if you can't see what you're working on. Do you use like a magnifying glass? What's going on?
Well, I can see what I'm doing now, so everything's fine.
Yeah, but all these years later,
yeah,
it really shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you zoom in?
Yeah. I mean, I could zoom, I could pinch and zoom and do all sorts of interesting things.
Point and click.
As long as you keep the live stream up, that's what I'm happy about. That's all that matters.
It's up right now. I'm looking at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. So this office, this triangular office, mm-hmm. is it in a corner?
It's No.
Pony, we're not getting that office you have now. Yeah. It's too nice for you. There's another office I have in mind.
Mm.
Yes. Slightly bigger.
Lower ceilings.
So, well, because you're going to be running audio in there. I can't be running audio in there in that glass office. Plus, you're facing the lobby.
Are you talking about from like where we're going to be doing TMOS?
No. Different one. You're saying, what are you saying?
Yeah.
Where do you think you sit? You sit right now in the office you sit in now is one of the nicest offices in town.
That's why
like
I took
a little
it.
Wedge.
This man, he's never worked anywhere.
What's his deal?
I don't know.
I'm going to go sit in a corner and just hide.
Superiority syndrome.
Well, if it's the office you want, you have three corners to choose from.
I'll go find a closet.
Yeah, go sit in the closet.
You don't want to share? No, I mean, it's not like you have to. I can throw you in a cube.
I just want something that's dark and quiet and not damp.
No, it's going to be damp.
Not a basement. Maybe I'm making too much of this. Maybe I'm thinking.
Yeah,
most people just walk in and say, that's where you're sitting. Go F yourselves if you don't like it and then move on with life.
Give me a computer and some headphones. That's all I need.
What? I'm Mr. Accommodate. I should stop being that Mr. Accommodate and I'm going to move on.
Exactly. You know what? Put
We've
Pony
come
in
full
the
circle, Pony. Put you Pony. Don't even know where you're sitting from day to day. I'm going to move your station every day.
Every day, Pony, you will be issued a 2-digit number.
Mm.
That will be your parking space, and that's where you'll stay until showtime. Yes.
Love coordinates.
Oh, we're going to do that like GPS?
Yes. When you find the Pokemon, that's where you sit.
That's right. Today, you're Squirtle. Sorry. By the way, while we're talking, Pony, that makes me think computers, mm-hmm. and I have a love letter I'd like to issue to the Apple Corporation. Mm. The reason that I had to send the text this morning that said I'm going to be 10 minutes late.
Very kind of you, by the way. A notice is nice.
There is nothing magic about a magic mouse.
Mm.
And here was the problem, is that I got the warning last night, your mouse battery is low. And I said, you know, I probably should have plugged in last night, but I probably got enough just to get through morning show prep, right?
Yes.
And so I'm at the crunch time where if I leave in the next 10 minutes, I'm A-okay. I really hate being late. It drives me nuts. I don't like it, but I have a pretty good way to run my morning so I can get to the office on time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I'm putting together the final stuff to print, the mouse dies. It's just dead. And the problem is, fie on me, I should have like a backup corded mouse that I could plug in, but I don't. What I have is a backup magic mouse. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, I'll get the other one that it's charged. But you can't pair it with the other one because the mouse is dead. Now, the problem that the Apple Corporation has with the Magic Mouse is that you can't plug it in and use it because the charging port is on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plug it in, you can't mouse.
Design flaw.
It's a horrible design flaw. Yes. If you have the keyboard can plug in while you use it and charge.
Can you use the little arrows to run around in a mouse like a tab over?
No, I couldn't for this because I had so many things open. And so I had to actually, while I was waiting for it to get to like 3% and recognize, I saw the clock going tick, 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 tick. And it was making me nuts. I couldn't make my iPad sync. I couldn't do it. I was shut out. So, Apple company, if you're going to call it a magic mouse, at least give me the magical ability to use it while it's charging. I think it's a horrible design flaw.
So true.
I mean,
so true.
Really, I know it's a first world problem.
No, there are videos. Look, I do half the time when I'm not doing this, I'm watching tech videos.
Right.
And half of them add up to, hey, Apple just released a ton of these new products, but the one thing they haven't fixed yet is the charging capabilities. I'm sorry, the charging port for the Magic Mouse, because it's on the bottom and you can't use it if you have to charge it.
Wouldn't it be so easy to just put it on the side or the front? I mean,
it's styling. You know, why do you have a new MacBooks, which iMacs, which look great. They look like a big iPad on a stand.
Right. Yeah.
It depends on what you like. I'm a fan of Dell. Dell computers look like they're from 1991. They all look the same.
They do.
Tell me how many chips they have in there or like what processor. I don't care. That thing looks like you bought it off eBay 20 years ago.
Yeah, that looks like another thing from Seinfeld.
One of my friends came in and he's like, look, I got this new Dell computer. And I said, what is this, 1985? Like, I got nothing for you.
I know. I love almost everything about my computer. I still have a desktop because this won't shock you. I'm an old school guy. Work from a desktop at home, like my big screen and all that.
I think a lot of people actually have desktops now because they had to live at home for 15 months.
And I love the size of the nice big 27-inch screen. And I bought it. You know, I bought that computer about when we started the podcast.
It's time for you to upgrade that.
It probably is. It probably
Jesus
is. But, well, if nothing else, at least one with a better mouse. How about this? We'll keep the computer and we'll replace the mouse.
When you're right. So 10 years is 5 years too much.
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
I'm not telling you how to spend your money. Maybe a little less microphones, a little more computers.
I haven't bought a microphone in a long time.
What about, this is great.
Okay.
Just like Office Space, just like we're talking all about all this, we film a short, quick video.
All right.
Of you bring in your computer, and then we just smash it up here.
Oh.
Wouldn't that feel great? How many times has that thing failed you by now?
It hasn't, really.
Is it not white anymore? It's like a cream color? That's usually what happens.
No. It's actually, it's funny. Julia got a desktop not long ago because she needed it for graphic design. They look identical. I mean, it hasn't changed. The design doesn't look much different than it has, 10 years ago.
Pony, you've been to his house. Is that thing old or what?
It's a little old. His MacBook was more difficult to deal with, but I don't know. I think it's all right, but
it takes him like 2 hours to export a file. It takes forever.
Yeah, it's time.
Here is my impression of the MacBook I was using, okay?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you?
It's nuts.
And actually, I actually recorded the startup tone. They don't have the most Apple probably like, bah. Mm-hmm. When I started up my MacBook, it went. Try to use that
this
every
the,
day.
By the way, this is the best part of my day. And no one's enjoying this part of the show, just us talking about this. But I am.
No, I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast. I'm just scared about this tiny triangle that Pony and I have to go into.
He's the wrong person. I care about you.
Me?
Pony's a waif. I could give him a card table and you know, one of these desk tents, and he put his head in it, he'd be good to go.
Oh, could Pony be like one of those guys that does the forward-leaning nap pillow on a plane? You know what I mean? You see it like you see it in like the what do you call it? Sky Mall, and it's like an arch, a fluffy arch, and you
it's
lay
something like that.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna get you.
There's actually something called a desk tent.
Desk tent?
There is. I've looked them up before. Dirk Vastrick, for all the buttons I sent you, they're like $4 a piece.
Yeah,
don't sell them on the black market. Please send us a desk tent.
A desk tent for Pony.
So Pony can sit in an office with Rob and have zero distractions.
That's right. Or we could just put blinders on him like they were in the Kentucky Derby.
That would work. He'd look a little strange walking out in and out of the server room, but that'll work.
But you know what? With the blinders and the glasses, he would be dead focused forward all
he
the
would.
Time. He
no
would.
Excuses.
No, it would be absolutely fantastic as we're over there in Siberia.
No. You're in the, I told you, you're in Tyson's. It's been rejuvenated.
You know what? It's going to become the place to be. You know what you've done?
So.
You've gentrified that part of the office.
I have.
You've turned.
Have.
It used to be not so great.
All the wacky jocks on the left, all the professionals on the right.
Yeah, it'll be over there. It'll be me and Pony and Uncle Johnny and Captain Fogel and all the crazy jocks are going to be over there. Hey, man.
I'd actually like to be there with you. Sounds like a good time.
Well, you should come over. You know what? Maybe I'll have like a Keurig in my office and you
I'll
can have a cup of coffee. At lunch?
Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. At noon, we'll meet in the lobby.
Yeah, we'll go down and we'll get some district taco. So many different options here. Your head's going to explode. There's a McDonald's in the effing building. In the building.
Well, why don't you put my office there?
No. And there's a 7-Eleven. There's everything outside of Camelot.
This, you know what?
Well, I haven't
gone,
by the way.
It's funny that it seems like every time you build a studio, it's always near a gentleman's club.
I think the people that own, you know, they go to the heart of the city.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose. They know where the money is.
Yeah, they're like, well, someone will build an office here. Let's do this here.
Well, you know what the motto of the gentleman's club is.
What's that?
If you build it, they will come.
Oh, gross.
I'm just quoting the movie, Field of Dreams. We have an Oscars take for you.
I feel
dirty.
I just because it's you and Mike could have gotten away with it.
It's not. It's
maybe me, but not you.
Are you? I love you. Do you have opinions?
Yes.
You'll express them after this.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Paige.
I like the snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads. They're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey.
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You know, one time Shannon yelled at me because the candy she stole out of my briefcase she didn't like.
What was that?
I think it was black jelly beans, but whatever it is, it's just, I said, you know, I don't mind you stealing my candy, but don't complain about it. She does love candy.
Reject candy.
This segment brought to you by Solo Stove. I think they should change the name because if it's called Solo Stove, why is it that everyone comes and gathers around it? There's nothing solo about it. When you build a fire in a solo stove, you're building memories all the time, and you're gathering with your friends, and it is the most magical, wonderful way to spend a summer evening. We just had a cold front come into Washington, D.C. Tonight is going to be a great solo stove night, because day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your solo stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Order now. You go from unboxing your solo stove to fireside fun literally in moments. Comes out of the box, put it down, logs, match, boom, fire. Order now. You got to do it. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. There's so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's easy to keep lit and even easier to clean because it burns down to just like powder fine ash. It's the best.
Magic.
If you want to have a fire, this is the way to do it. I see, you know, my buddy Brad, he's been talking about building a fire pit. I said, don't build.
Do that. No.
Buy it. And this one you can take with you. It comes with a carrying case. They're so confident you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire, Oscar, but Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now, You can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, what's that promo code, Oscar?
Mike.
It's not TMOS, it's Mike. That's Mike. What you got to do. M-I-K-E. And just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Thank you, Solo Stove. And now, the Bolivian is going to bloviate.
I think I already did.
Well, no, you... You were just opining, I think.
I was just trying to help a friend out with an office.
I am so appreciative. It's that guy.
Matt, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. Anyway, so here he is to offer his opinions that do not necessarily represent the show or any right-thinking American. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Okay, so they ranked the 50 most foul-mouthed celebrities on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
And so what they did is they took
list.
They took a sample of the last 3,000 tweets and see who used the most profanity and dirty words. I was shocked at number 20, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Because he seems like a pretty family-friendly guy, huh?
Yeah, you would think something would be like a clause in 20 of his contracts saying, let's not go crazy.
I will hit a few of the notables here. Okay. He had 218 swear words in 3,000 tweets.
What's low-hanging fruit for a swear word,
though? I think damn is a... But still, you know,
worst.
You don't need to use
that. I'm thinking F-bombs. Like, tell me what the F-bomb ratio is.
Huge. That's all he writes. The Fast and the Effing Furious. At number 17, Nicki Minaj, 231 swear words.
That's
out
about
of
right.
Okay, very good. Number 16, Kelly Osbourne, 247.
Yeah, I mean, even on television, that's what it was.
Number 15, Anna Kendrick.
I could see that.
260. Number 14, Halsey.
Ooh, I wouldn't see Halsey doing that.
Surprised me. At number 12, with 294, Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. I can see that. But you know what? He probably uses them in a very funny way. I would appreciate his tweets probably more than the other.
I hope so.
At number 11 with 295, this has got to drive Bill O'Reilly crazy. Ludacris. Ludacris. Mm. Ludacris at number 11. At number 8, no shock, 358 for Bill Maher.
No.
At number 6, Seth Rogen with 385. It's Cardi B at number 4 with 480. Okay. 50 Cent is at number 3, 742. Big jump to number 2, Brandy Glanville with 946. That means averaging 1 in 3 tweets has a bad word.
I can't get on the Brandy Glanville train.
Like, how about the Glandy Branville train?
I can't do that either. Oh. Like, it's either of them don't work.
Okay,
because I'm a reality television junkie. I have a problem.
Right.
And every time I
still
see
can't do
come
it,
up, I'm like, who is it? I know she is, but she doesn't really interest me.
Yeah. You know what? There's not a lot of cachet there. She needs a little more cachet. Number 2 was Brandy Glanville. And at number 1, Pope Francis.
No,
I'm kidding. At number 1, 954. Would you care to guess?
He's a
notorious tweeter. It's gotten him in trouble in the past.
No, Gilbert?
No, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. It was 954. I don't think Gilbert has done 3,000 tweets.
I go back to my original point. The ratio of F-bombs.
Yes. Okay,
maybe I'll give a pass for like I don't need to know about GD.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
But if you're dropping like hardcore curse words.
C-word?
I think would shift it all out. Yeah. Definitely a C-word.
Definitely either C-word, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're listening to Oscar's Take. Okay, yesterday was National Selfie Day.
Oh, it's Oscar's Take.
Thank you.
Nice.
It's been a long day.
Now I feel better.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay. So National Selfie Day yesterday, and Paris Hilton posts that 15 years ago, she and Britney Spears invented the selfie. Do you buy this?
I do. Because remember, before we were into selfies, it was about, can you take my picture?
Yeah.
And they're so wrapped up in their egomania. They probably, as their hand went out to reach to hand off their camera to somebody else.
Right.
Or their early, you know, adopter cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, maybe I can't wait to take a picture of myself. I'll do it myself.
She posted the picture, apparently the first selfie of the two of them. But I mean,
of narcissism, right?
A little more than a bit. But don't you think it goes back to like the days of someone like holding an Instamatic out and clicking it? Does it have to be instant like that?
Yes.
What about a Polaroid?
No.
No?
No, it's not. No, this is, we don't print out, physical pictures and then send them to some post office and then put them on the internet. This is instant.
It's instant. I guess you're right. And you know what? It's all hail Paris Hilton then.
No. She's got enough going on. But I could see
she hasn't done a lot lately. She hasn't done a lot lately.
She has the powers of, like, that's what you do when you're hot and young. You take pictures of yourself.
And meanwhile, what's Nicole Richie doing?
I think she's doing okay. Actually,
is she? Well, she's got
doing better. She's married to Joel Madden. They have a beautiful child.
I had no idea. You know what? You keep track of that stuff, don't you? That's why we're doing Oscars take.
Can't get behind Glanville, though.
Top music moments people wish they could have seen live. When you look back over the history of pop music, this is from, I believe it was from Reddit. It was a Reddit list that they said, if you had like the time machine and can go back, I had two moments that I absolutely would have loved to have seen. Neither of them on the list. Number 10, tell me if you would have any interest in being a part of these, okay? As we go down the list, move up the list, rather. Number 10, Woodstock.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, the original Woodstock.
Yeah, the 1969. I've seen the movie a million times, and it just looks dirty.
Yeah, but the performances there are legendary.
Yeah, but you got the albums. You can listen to them.
No, you know this. You're Mr. Live Show.
I don't think that the sound was probably okay.
I want to be there, but I want to be like a roadie.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I like to be in the luxury box at Woodstock.
I want to be a roadie, and I want to be like stage left.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay. With that caveat,
those passes,
I say yes.
I'll work for it, but I need to be there.
Okay, I can't believe this is number 9. Spice Girls reunion at the 2012 Summer Olympics.
No chance.
No interest for me.
Zero.
Number 8. I like this one. Lady Gaga's halftime show at Super Bowl 51.
Yes.
Number 7, James Brown performing at the Apollo in 1963. That would be amazing to see Brown in his prime.
I saw James Brown perform right in front of me at WHFS Nutcracker.
Oh, that's right. He came to one of the Nutcrackers, right? And he was still getting it done then.
I was shocked. I was like, is that man on PEDs? He's nuts.
He was great. Number 6, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez's halftime show at Super Bowl 54. Nice. Yes, Prince's halftime show, Super Bowl 41.
Yes.
The Rolling Stones at Hyde Park in 69.
No.
I don't know. I've seen the Stones enough times. I think that's another one where I think that you would have to have like be a roadie enjoy the show.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just not a Stones guy. I'm not a Beatles guy.
Yeah, well, that's funny you should bring it up. Number 3, the Beatles rooftop concert from the movie Let It Be. That's at number 3. Number 2, Elton John's Candle in the Wind performance at Princess Diana's funeral.
I would weep openly.
That'd be pretty strong. And at number 1, I actually have the audio. The number 1 moment that people would want to see live is Super Bowl 25, Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Oh, say.
Interesting sidelight. I actually heard this via a Marty unit outside of the stadium because the Don and Mike show was walking around that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And when the game started, we could vaguely hear it because they were in the parking lot. So that's the two moments that I would have chosen that are not on this list. The first one was clear to me. It was Elvis's Aloha concert, the Hawaii concert. And the other is, I would have loved to have seen not the Beatles' last concert. I would want to see the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. I would like to see that early Beatles stuff.
It's fascinating that we have such different. I would have wanted to see the Beastie Boys before they became famous.
Like if they did like a 9:30 club gig?
No. Even smaller, like in the clubs in New York.
Oh, okay. Wow, that would be cool.
Like,
yeah.
Or even LL Cool J. I know you're not a big fan. Like I would have wanted.
No, I can appreciate that.
The birth of hip hop
when it was happening.
Just because it was a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sugar Hill Gang, that would have been crazy.
Pony, what concert would you like to have seen?
None. I would like to not see any concerts.
That's why it's called Oscars Tape and not Pony's Tape. CDs may be a thing of the past, Oscar.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, the new Lord album is called Solar Power, and it's not going to be released to CD because she doesn't want to use all that plastic.
Now she's making it all about her.
I agree. I think you're right.
No one's printing CDs unless they're doing a limited quantity.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a collectible than anything else at this point, just like vinyl.
Yeah, well,
she's not gonna do vinyl, isn't that plastic?
She does actually, you know, it's funny, she doesn't mention vinyl, but yeah. She's selling what's called a music box, which comes with a digital download of the album and a 100% biodegradable eco box. It's a
Save
download in a cardboard box. Yeah,
fine, do it, but don't let's focus on your music.
Yeah. Well, now, Oscar, this is just another format for me not to buy. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
CDs.
Now, you know how Tom Hanks always gets in the news when he's had a movie coming out?
Yes.
Watch out for Steven Spielberg, because I'm seeing a trend here. He has West Side Story coming out, right? The remake, mm-hmm. big remake of the musical.
Yes.
And yesterday he announced his deal with Netflix. Today, all of a sudden in the papers, he's saying, I refuse to make a remake of Jaws.
This is near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to let you give Rob's take.
Oh, Rob's take. Rob's take. Of course you're not going to remake Jaws. It's one of the greatest films ever made. But that's like saying, you know what? I'm not going to step out in front of a bus today. It's so obvious. He's just looking. He's saying that Universal pursued him to remake the original one.
Because,
you know, there was two, three, and four. And, you know, the two was almost okay. Three and four were laughably bad. But you can't touch. If you watch the documentaries about Jaws, there's like serendipity to it. The mistakes and the hardships about making that film actually made it a better movie. You could never duplicate what he did.
And I think the call you're making is that he sold out to Netflix, and the next day he comes back and says, no, 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 I'm a purist.
Well, he's doing. He's just making sure we're talking about him. And guess who's Rob's take is that I'm an oaf. I bought in. So anyway, I'm saying watch your papers. Look, he's going to be in all the newspapers, Oscar. Watch your newspapers.
I think he's deflecting. He's probably getting a lot of bad press about saying, I'll never be digital first. The pandemic hits, he changes his tune, and then all of a sudden he's like, we'll release this story to let people know I really do care.
That's right. And then they'll be talking about me. Mm-hmm. And that's Rob's take.
Rob's take.
So, what would you guess is the top grossing revenue arcade game of all time?
Pac-Man.
You're exactly right. Yes. Do you know that adjusted for inflation in quarters, Pac-Man generated $7.7 billion with a B?
That's a lot
billion
of quarters.
Dollars.
And, a lot of quarters.
And I had to roll them all. It was lots of paper sleeves. Second was Space Invaders. And third surprised me. Would you like to guess number three?
Third, Donkey Kong.
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, I should have known that.
Were you a fan?
I mean, I wouldn't play the way everyone else did, but that was the game to play.
Remember, my
parents wouldn't take me places.
Street Fighter 2, that came after. I was right at the edge of I was on the Space Invaders front. And I remember Space Invaders mostly as a sit-down game at like a Pizza Hut, where it almost looked like a table. You know what I mean? Because it would be stand-up.
Yeah, I mean, I got a sit-down game. Can I turn this?
Yeah,
Right. Oh, that's right. You have one there. I forgot.
The camera is going to fall over.
Don't turn the camera. your menu's up.
What do I got? This is number four. Pad for me.
Absolutely. So yeah, I was. But my favorite video game ever, Pony, was Galaga. That's the one that got most of my quarters.
Is that the one with the watermelon? The smashing?
No, that's Gallagher.
Oh,
my God. Hey, he made it funny.
He made it funny.
No, Galaga, it was sort of a variant on Space Invaders, but they flew around, but you could dock two of your power stations and have double bullets. There it is. There's the Pac-Man machine.
Yeah.
There you go. Go put some quarters on it. Let's get that number up.
That's funny.
When
I was a kid, it was like right when Mortal Kombat came out in the arcades. And I remember that scared the crap out of me the first time I saw it, because I saw someone do a fatality and I'd never seen violence like that in a video game.
Did it affect you?
It scared the crap out of me for a while. I mean, I was a little kid.
What about Punch-Out? I can do one of my impressions here. Are you ready,
Mike
Oscar?
Mike Tyson's punch out.
No, well, before that was hurricane. Body blow. Left. Body blow. Left.
I could see that.
I like
someone
that
made a version of Rocky with all the all the sound effects in the entire movie are replaced by sound effects from Punch Out, and it sounds so bad, but it's just so much fun
but
to watch.
But they scare you? Is that the case?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat scared him. Okay. Yeah,
because it was so gory. I was a little kid. I'd never seen anything like that in a video game before.
That's fascinating, buddy. But also, it says a lot to him. You know,
maybe it's not that shocking. Look is there the, more? Look at the life this man leads. Hates people. He likes it, dark and damp places.
No, alone. Dry.
I know there's a lot of video cool, games available on that Pac-Man machine you showed us. Is Mortal Kombat on that?
No.
Oh, because I was going to say, if Pony misbehaves, we have to make him play
Centipede,
we have to make him play. No, I don't think you can.
It has Human Centipede.
Yes, Pony's favorite video game is Human Centipede.
Oscar's take.
Thank you, Oscar, for playing Oscar's Take. We do appreciate it. When I come back, I have something to debut.
Yes.
And I think you'll enjoy it. After this, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
And I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups.
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Holy!
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Defender scared me. Smart bombs. Nasty. The Fed has taken a more aggressive stance, Oscar. Look at the way they're standing. And announced that at least two interest rate hikes are likely in the future to offset inflationary concerns. Well, what does this mean to you, huh?
What does it mean?
It means that whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the time to ask is now. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. It's like shopping around. They'll tell you what the deal is, right? After all, they're a direct lender, which means they have their own money. That's how they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Cornerstone First is closing purchases in as little as 3 weeks and can help you differentiate from other buyers. Houses are selling in the D.C. area in like 3 days.
Yes.
And you need to act fast if you want to get the house you want.
That's buy my house, please.
Your house is not selling in 3 days.
No, I've been talking to Shannon about this. I said if we sold the house
and live at Podville.
Hypothetically, no. I'd find some shanty town. I'm living in one now. And maybe they won't notice the kitchen.
It would be a lateral move.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Well, that you want to do this, call Mark, because you can differentiate yourselves from other buyers, which in this competitive market can make a difference between getting the home you want or not getting a home at all. The current ultra low rates will ultimately go up, and with 20 years in the business and a AAA rating, the Better Business Bureau, why would you call anyone else? You don't need to. Call the professionals at Cornerstone First. They're standing by now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. They've helped all of us, and they've been with the show a long time. They've helped dozens of listeners.
Dozens.
You got to do this, folks. Okay, so I'm on my way home yesterday, and I get a text. Bing, ding, ding. And I look, and I don't recognize the number because I've got my phone in the cradle, right? And then I get another text. Bing, ding, ding. Same number, different text. It's from Costco.
Ooh.
My glasses are ready.
Boom,
both
bam.
Sets. So I need you, Oscar. Yes. I know this is a definitely video day thing. Help me choose which are the glasses I should be wearing, okay?
Let me see.
So do you want to see the ones? You see, these are my standard guys. These are my Warbies, right?
Yeah.
I got some from Burberry, and I got some from Champion.
Mm.
So which would you like to see first?
Style. Well, or brand affiliation.
Yeah, well, the Burberry, these I saw, and I said... These are the ones that I wanted. So
you are a fancy lad.
I can
you
be
like
a fancy,
the fancy
lad.
Things.
All right, I'm going to turn around and make a debut. Okay.
I like that. I get to be a part of this.
So you need to pad.
I'll pad. Okay. Getting glasses is always troubling because you never know if you're paying for the brand or you're paying for the actual style.
Huh?
You look like Ben Franklin.
You don't like them.
That is not a good look. Who sold you those?
No, they look like basketball, like safety glasses.
Yeah, they look like you're infirmed.
I'm not infirmed.
Are you a carpenter?
If I was a carpenter.
You know, kids that have, it's not as astigmatism. They have something else, and they have those glasses.
Corrective lenses.
Yeah, that's what you look like.
You don't
you
like them.
The eye version of braces. Like
you look like a
braces.
Big man child.
The eye version of braces?
Like the leg braces.
Wow. So this is a trade down from what I had.
That Can you look at me? Look at me directly into the camera. My camera, not the camera for broadcast. No, the other one. The other one. Yeah, you look sick.
Well, I'm not sick.
No, the lens make you look like you're infirm.
You know, the kids nowadays, when something is really cool, kids say it looks sick. So maybe that's what you mean.
If you're doing upgrade, downgrade, downgrade.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Did you buy those already?
I did. They're transparent. What they are, they're clear. They're actually quite similar to the old ones.
It's brutal.
But with clear plastic on the frames.
They don't look any better than... My mom buys these reading glasses from CVS. Those look like reading glasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
You it's the clear frames. It's who, just weird.
Who said they look good on you?
The lady, Peggy.
Let's see these next ones.
All right.
Which ones are those?
Well,
that's the Burberry?
Those are the Burberry. You know, I have to admit, sounds like a delicious pie.
I can't believe those. You know, those glasses were made for a skinny black man. And they would look cool on it.
Well, that is the opposite of Rob.
That is not me. Just for those like who are keeping score at home, that is not me.
A hip young man.
Yeah, I will
I'm
tell
sorry.
You,
I don't mean to be rude. I want to tell you.
No, I want you to be honest. But I feel now that some of the wind is out of my sails.
This will be the winner.
This has to be the winner. This is the last pair. He's already purchased them.
I've paid for them.
You got to go with a friend or someone that likes you.
Well, again. This is easier said than done.
I mean, I hear the pain in your voice.
Well, now, you know, I'm not even going to do the turnaround and the reveal. I'm just going to put them on.
Those look fine, I guess.
Yeah, those look a lot better.
They're better?
Those are much better.
Yeah, Carrie liked these better, too. I like the other ones.
What did Carrie say about the other ones?
She said, oh. She said, you got two pairs. I said, yeah, and one is more expensive than the other. And she said, put on the expensive ones. And those I did. And she said, oh, well, how about the others? And I put them on. And she says, I believe the compliment for these is that these were better. But what she also said was sort of vague. She says, oh, blue.
What's the term? Taken aback, right?
Yeah, you were taken aback.
Yeah.
Or someone is taken aback. Are you sure? I'm going to put these other ones on again and give them a second chance.
I don't think
can you zoom in,
chances.
Pony? Maybe the problem is that you saw them from too far away.
I think that might be it.
I think that must be it. Hold on. I'm going to take my headphones off a sec here. Hold on.
I guess maybe you shouldn't worry about it, but okay, here we go. I get to see. This is my perspective. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Better, right?
No. Not at all.
No.
You thought those glasses were going to give you some style and personality.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't need personality. That I've got.
On a different person.
Right.
Maybe some olive skin, like one of my brethren.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I wish you were here so you could put them on.
Or somebody with some melanin.
Okay.
You would look better. On you, you look like you've got corrective lenses.
Well, you know what? Now I've got another thing to do tonight. I've got to dig a hole to bury these glasses. Not only am I putting them back in the case, I'm putting the case back in the box.
Pony,
zoom out. Zoom out.
I
don't want to be close anymore. Put a rubber band around it here.
But I don't know how you don't get any direction from somebody.
Well, I think... you know, they were a lot cheaper than the other glasses, and perhaps you get what you pay for. Let me offer this.
Because they're built for high school students.
Well, let me offer this.
Yes.
When I put them on, I can see the copy great.
That's important.
That is important. The prescription they got right. Exactly.
Why is your right eye pointing upwards?
Why are you a dick?
I love that you hate those glasses. This is great. We align, Pony. He looks like they're corrective kids' lenses.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, so folks,
terrible.
There may be, maybe there's someone out there who likes the clear glasses.
Mm.
And if so, put something on the Facebook or send me an electronic mail.
Yes.
And we'll enjoy your support.
Start your fan club.
Yeah. My glasses fan club.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I won't be able to read anything. Well, that didn't go the way I expected it to go. So anyway, that's, two pairs of glasses.
We really took the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, you know, I was really, really thought I thought that would go different than that.
If you were my dad, I would say, Dad, you done effed up. I wouldn't say that. I say, Dad, we got to go back to Pearle Vision. That's where we used to go.
I remember Pearle Vision.
Yes, and we're going to get you another one because they bamboozled you.
Julia liked the clear glasses, so she said. Do you think she's lying?
Don't you think you're your daughter knows if you say, if she says, oh, they're terrible, then she's got to go with you to find a good pair. Because the default is, I didn't have any help. I need you to come with me.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And she would be good at it. She actually, the glasses she wears are vintage Ray-Ban sunglasses that she actually replaced the lenses in. She gets compliments all the time. And you know what I get? I look like I have braces on my eyes.
Great line.
That was a great line,
that's
Pony.
That's like a dramatic line. Yeah. Like that.
So, yeah, well, I can read,
I'm
suppose.
So sorry.
Well, you know what? It's pretty much par for the course.
They don't. Okay. Wear those inside, like at home.
Like so at home?
So if they break, then your nice ones don't startle people.
So I don't
startle
hold
people.
Hold it. Are you saying they're so bad that they're going to startle people?
They might scare children.
Like, no, like, but, okay, let's say, like Mortal Kombat.
Let's say you're at work and we introduce you to somebody.
Uh-huh.
They must, I mean, they'll look at you and they'll be like, man, that guy, Rob, he must be like just this crazy savant.
What I should do is I should put on those ugly glasses. And when you introduce me to someone, I'll put my hand out to shake, but not towards them. Like I can't see.
Pony, when you get it for the show picture, I don't even know if we do that anymore.
We do.
For social media, just take the picture of both glasses side by side and have people.
Am I wearing them?
You're wearing them.
Oh, daggers.
And then side by side, just have people, you put an easy poll up, no problem.
And, well, you know what? I guess if we're going to do that, I should probably wear the old ones too. Maybe no. People don't want you.
No. We're going new.
New. Okay. The all new. Okay. Yeah.
The two new.
What are going to be the new show glasses?
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
I hope they vote the Coke bottle ones. That'd be great.
I hope they vote me off the island, actually, is what I want. So anyway, that went exactly as I know.
Made my day. Exactly. You're like, oh, I got these stylish glasses. They're ugly. And they make you look sick.
I don't know if it's the glasses that make me look sick. Might be me.
The other ones look cool.
No, but the good sick.
The good sick?
Yeah.
Like Pony, rad. You've talked a lot today. Maybe back off. We're back in a second.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeOMaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, do that if you can find it, if you're wearing glasses. You know what? When I wear my glasses, I use them to look at Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. It's a great game. Oh, you know what? I have the music for Best Fiends. Hold on. You've thrown me, Oscar.
Yeah,
you've
literally thrown me. I'm so sorry.
It's not what I expected today. And
We're friends. We'll tell you the truth.
He could have done it.
No, it's not like you brought a girl that you're in love with that's, you know, just bad news and a succubus. No, you brought in glasses, you asked us our advice, and we told you.
I suppose you're right. And it's my own fault. I'm the one who bought them.
There's no upside to us yet lying to you. Then you're going to wear them to work, and we're going to all be embarrassed for you.
All right, let's just talk about Best Fiends. Here we go. Here's the music, okay? Now, here's the deal. The thing about Best Fiends is when you have a hard day, like let's say you're at the office, you've spent a lot of money on two pairs of glasses.
Love it.
And you say, look pretty good. And you say, I've got two pairs of glasses that I look good in.
Nice.
And you come in and you say, what do you think? And a guy that you've known and respected and worked alongside for over 10 years does the audio equivalent of a kick to the teeth.
Yeah, I didn't mean to stop the show.
You didn't stop the show.
Like, I care for you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
I know.
It was like, can you return things like this? You can 30 days, your money back?
I'm sure I could, but let's see what the poll says.
Okay.
Besides, with these new glasses, I can see my smartphone so good. I'm playing Best Fiends like a crazy guy. It's impossible to stop playing. This is okay, all seriousness. This is my favorite game that I've ever downloaded on my phone. You don't need the internet to play it. It's constantly updated, and it's cute, and it's fun. The music is cool, and every level is different. You can earn points and upgrade. It's, you know, you upgrade. It never stops improving.
It does. It is a nice escape.
My it is a nice escape.
I threw it on her phone. I said, use the code, and, well, no, she didn't have a code. It's funny because some of these are for advertisers. She's like, what do I do? I was like, just download.
Just do it. Just do it.
And I mean, she said that she felt like she was escaping from our little family reunion we had a few months ago.
And sometimes you need that. Yeah. Because I imagine at your family reunion, they tell the truth a lot. I'm just guessing. But in any case, it is a fun game. And it's a weird mix because it's... You can kind of tune out, but you're using your mind at the same time. It feels like a massage for your brain. You can't stop playing it. It's got variety, strategy, cute characters, and endless puzzles to solve. I've surpassed level 3600, and there's no end in sight. You go, you go, you go. So if you're hungry for an endless supply of fun puzzles, the kind you can actually enjoy solving, try out Best Fiends. Just don't blame us if you can't turn it off. Mm. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends. It's my jam. It's free today. It's free every day, but you can download it free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends. Do it. All right? Very good. So I actually had a chance to talk to Katie Powers von Herman yesterday. I FaceTimed her, and she's recovering. We've gotten some really nice messages on the Cake and Cookies page about people are concerned about her. She had that massive jaw surgery, and she's healing wonderfully. She sounds like herself. Her mood is great. She's feeling good enough that we could probably do a show, and we probably will do a show in the very near future. Mm. But I FaceTimed her, and as the normal way that we talk, and she picked up. She's so classic, Katie. She says, No video, but I made her do video. And she is, you know, I've got two stepbrothers and actually three stepbrothers and a stepsister. But the only one that I've ever met that is really like a sibling to me is her. We've got a weird sort of connection like that. And she can zero in. And because of that, she can zero in right on my pain points. And when I do something or she knows something's going to bother me, she can find it. And so we're talking yesterday just about, you know, small talk and things. Mm-hmm. And she says, so, empty nester, huh? And it was like someone telling you that they hated your glasses. It would hit me really hard, but
yeah. But you, I don't know. Like, I know people that love their kids, and their kids leave, and it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been prepared for this forever,
and I really should be
a reboot because
I should be.
The pandemic came,
but the two things, the weird thing, two things, is when Julia goes down to Richmond July 1st, she's not going to a dorm. She's literally moving out. I mean, she's taking her furniture. She's taking all her things. Yeah. This is it. This is the next step for her. She's going to establish a residence down there. And that's kind of weird. And when Julia came up, I was down at my computer yesterday, and she says, Dad, about this and this and the dresser, and I need help with pots and pans. And she says, this is weird. I said, what? She says, I'm really moving out.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. And I'm seeing boxes starting to happen and, you know, bags of clothes. There is an upside. I mean, there's going to be less dishes, less trash. There's less shoes everywhere.
Rob, you're going to have all this free effing time with no guilt.
I guess.
Like, think about the time you have. Like, I know you care about your fam, but like, maybe I want to hang out with maybe I'll watch a movie. No.
Because they're gone.
You and Carrie are going to stare at each other and be like, well, this is weird. We can do anything.
We can do anything. And it's been a while. It's been a while.
Maybe it'll be a divorce. Who knows?
Who knows? And you know what? And that's what's the old joke about why'd you wait this long to get a divorce? Waiting for the kids to die.
No, to leave. You should embrace it and savor the moment.
I will. And you know what? I mean, you have to move forward. You do. But it's just, it's weird. And I don't know. It's funny you bring up the fact that we got a reboot because of the pandemic. She never really even finished her freshman year. Mm-hmm. Do you think that makes it harder? Because it's like it teased us. She was gone for a few months and then she came back and then was stuck at home.
I just met a gentleman who, I probably shouldn't talk about it, but you know, he didn't tell me not to talk about
it. Right, sure. Well, you're not going to say his name or social security number.
He started the process of getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
When the pandemic
I know this guy,
hit.
Pony. His name is Lucky.
When the pandemic hit.
Uh-huh.
And then he wrote it out with his, you know, soon-to-be ex-wife.
Well, because you kind of had to, right?
You had to.
Yeah.
But don't you think that, like, a pandemic is, if that's what's going to bring someone together and be like, well, maybe this is my lobster.
Yeah, maybe could be.
But then imagine you're filing for divorce, takes some time.
Right.
And then at the end of the pandemic, you're like, I still want to be divorced. This has been a terrible pandemic.
It's the worst pandemic ever. It was a really bad pandemic.
You think that's when you reconcile.
we're not only talking 600,000 deaths, I lost my wife. So it's really bad.
And maybe I wanted to keep her.
That's right.
And then that entire time, when the world was falling apart, she still wanted to leave.
I was the only...
I don't know if that's the case. I'm just saying.
I was the only guy she could be with and still hard no.
That's the longest breakup known to man, and I'm sure it's not just this guy.
We were on a break.
Like, think about it.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Like, you legally, that's the only place you can, you know, throw your head on a pillow because... Mm-hmm. You're on a mortgage together.
Yeah, yeah. All the paperwork.
So wild.
The paperwork is going to be
stuff
a murder.
That like keeps me up at night.
Really?
Yeah. If I know divorces go sideways, but I hope I don't. I'd rather get a heart attack than get a divorce. But if it happens,
I'll probably end up with both.
If it happens, I don't want it. I just don't want it to drag on.
Well, yeah.
Maybe that's why Mike's like, forget about it, take everything. I'm good.
Well, you have to. Well, he's good at it. He's done it a lot.
The first time you learn, the second time move on.
That's right. So yeah, if you're going to,
you got to reboot with your daughter. That probably one of the nicest things. Like I got closer to my mom, and I'm close enough,
right?
But you got your kids. They all like that senior year when your son should have been, you know, out of the house.
Being a senior,
just being
right.
Terrible,
right.
Making mistakes, which I'm sure everybody's made.
Well, thank God Robert didn't make any mistakes his senior year.
Funny.
That is funny.
But he was home more often than not.
You're right. You're right. And it's going to be weird.
Yeah, and it's around the corner. You're going to be weeping
soon.
Openly.
Oh, I cry all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. That's what, I mean, and it's okay to be a sensitive guy and to cry. The thing that hurt, and we said this, is... At graduation, Robert's graduation, when my mother, my dear sainted mother, said to my daughter, look at your father crying.
I mean, there's nothing awful. Wrong with being soft. You're a good guy. You care.
Well, I'm getting older.
No tears at work, though.
Well, not until I get that office with
keep
Pony.
Keep it together.
Pony.
The crying room.
That's what we'll call the office, the crying room. Can we get a plaque that says that?
That is funny.
When you went to this, you just reminded me of something, Pony. We went to... when I was little, St. John's Church in McLean. It was a Catholic church.
I'm familiar.
And now it's St. John the Beloved. I guess better marketing. So, but they had a room for the kids. It was a soundproof room. And they called it the crying room. Did your church have a crying room?
Oh yeah.
And so,
we had a little chapel.
Right.
That was soundproof.
Right.
And if you couldn't get your ass together, it was in the, and, you know, at that time, it's Latin Mass.
Oof.
They'll drag you down that aisle right into that room and just shove you in there.
Well, the thing is that when my mom, she told me that when I was very little, she said, you're going to go to church, and if you can't keep it together, you're going into the crying room. And in my brain as a youth, I thought that the room was meant to make you cry. Like you would be brought in there and literal. They would do horrible things to you. And she said, my lips started to quiver and said, I don't want to go into the crying room.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the crying room is just like a bunch of little minions.
Yeah, and
just weeping.
Yeah, it smells like pee. I remember that. Don't go to the crying room.
You did make it.
Yeah, I made it.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it through this. You're
amen, brother. Amen. Strong. And
you'll be fine.
That's
this
right.
Man's going to cry himself to sleep every night.
And the tears on these beautiful glasses. Can't let it go. We're back after this with a dumpster. That's me. We're dog sitting my favorite dog, Luna, the 165-pound bull mastiff. Apparently, Luna had a nervous stomach, and there is a massive pile in our living room. You know, it's not bad getting it off the wood. Getting it off the carpet, that's like getting pudding out of grass.
Oh, my.
Oh, no!
And I really do have to say, your buddy Rob Speedway is the biggest pain in the ass I've ever
had. Rob had his way.
Yes.
He would wear, for anybody that's familiar with Yeehaw, he would wear a Junior Samples outfit, which would be overalls and a t-shirt.
Don't miss Rob Spiewak and the Digital Dumpster only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak! I like the fact that Riddell sang on that.
Yeah, it's... I like it. It's maybe a little more fidelity next time.
He's experimenting. Doing the best he can. Have you seen his glasses? Beautiful.
I haven't. I'm sure they're great.
They're very, very nice. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Liquid IV. It's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. We all know this. This we know. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support to help your immune system. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. Everyone carries a bottle of water anyway. Make it fun. Make it good for you. Make it taste good. Put some Liquid IV in
fun,
it. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in a convenient single-serve packet that helps strengthen your immune system. Now, Wellmune, you may wonder, it's a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. You need it. So we live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great, has awesome tangerine flavor, and we know that with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving of Liquid IV to someone in need. You see, Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19, and products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better, so make sure you get that done. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Oh, do you hear this, Oscar?
Ooh.
You know why? Tomorrow.
I know.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I just want to remind everyone that's the sound of my voice. Tomorrow, Thursday, June 24th, coming out to Osprey, that's 700 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, from 4 to 6 p.m. local time.
Get there early.
Get there early.
Get there early. Come Make out. Sure Gabe Strine gets in. Like he's done so much for the show. I want him to meet Mike.
Is he going?
He's going.
Oh, that's awesome. Come out and hang. Well, we haven't even said Mike and his family are going to be at Osprey.
Yes.
So you can go out there and hang with them. It's
a
beautiful location. Get a button, have a drink, say hi, meet other TMOS fans, and look at the river. Go see the river. That's June 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Osprey, 700 North Division in Spokane. Get there early. Well, don't you think maybe early? I think 2:40 would be a good time to go. You know, get a good seat and get ready.
Just tell your boss you got a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
And then log off Zoom and scurry on down there.
Yeah, away from keyboard. AFK.
Yes.
That's right. So that directions, menu, and all that stuff at www.ospreyspokane.com. Check it out. Do you want to open the dumpster?
Let's do it.
I wonder who's in there today. Open it up, spin the wheel, and hi.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
Oh, it's Larry King. Larry. The late Larry King.
I'm Larry.
It's Senor Larry.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
It's Larry of the Corner. He's curious.
Hmm?
He's curious why the dumpster smells like dog food.
Stop dumping your Chinese food on me.
I have white boxes in here. Get them off me.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
How many times have I told you, Oscar, you need a donkey?
No.
Yeah,
don't need a donkey.
You need a donkey. You do. It's not anything about your heritage. You just need a donkey because, listen to this, here's Nelson the donkey who sings when he hears a harmonica. Tell me you don't want this to happen.
Hey, Nelson, do you want to sing a song?
Donkey, you need it.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
That is a fun trick. I take it all back. I'd want a donkey if Nelson did that.
Singing donkey?
Yes.
Yeah. Or
on demand.
I would also take the donkey from Shrek.
He also ramped up. He like paused and then started going.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He didn't want. You got to gear up. You don't want to give him everything all at once. This is so undeniably cute. Little kid, 3-year-old girl, is upset because Google doesn't know her. Mm. Now, I can't imagine what it must be like to come up as a baby and always knowing that computers and Google was a thing, because that became a thing as we were grown up. We got to know it. So this girl, all she knows is that Google has always been there, and she's bothered that it doesn't know
her. What happened?
Google doesn't know.
Google doesn't know you? She doesn't know your voice. That's why. Tell Google what?
My name. He doesn't know my name.
Oh, that's why she's not listening to you? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go tell Google. Come.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, say hi to me.
Hey, Google. Say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
She knows you.
Oh, he knows me.
Isn't that great?
The child's voice sounds like a cartoon character.
I know. It's okay. Cuckoo doesn't know me.
It's staged almost.
Oh, it's no, it looked so genuine, though. And it's just, I love it. I thought that was adorable.
I'll believe
you. Now, you want to talk about a good-looking couple, couple that I'd like to watch, you know, just be a couple, is Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. That's a good-looking couple. You have
older
to admit.
Woman, right?
Yeah, younger much man. Like, I think, 10 years. But they're relentless, the paparazzi, or the pops, as we call them. They say, what about Harry? What about Harry? She won't talk. So not only is she pretty, she has the good sense to keep her mouth shut. Mm. I think Olivia Wilde is a keeper.
Does Harry have an Oscar in his future as an actor? He's really good, too. What do you think?
No, I'm not going to talk.
Come on.
No, it's not going to happen. Nice to see you.
You mean he's not going to get an Oscar or you're not going to talk?
I'm not going to talk.
I hate paparazzi.
Just someone that can keep a secret.
Yeah. You know what? She seems nice. I like her.
And she seems happy.
Wasn't she? Was she with Brian Austin Green for a while? Am I thinking of the same one? No.
She was with the gentleman from the Apple series with the guy's a coach. He's he's from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I know who you mean.
Get the name or else we're not going anywhere until we get a name. For God's sakes.
Yeah, he's the guy that would run in place during...
Hold on a sec. Let me find it real quick.
He would run in place during that. What's up with that? That was one of the funny things he would do. Brad, is it Brad something?
No. Keep going.
Okay. I thought we weren't going to... Well, you know what? I love when good things happen to good people. I also love it when bad things happen to bad people.
Ooh.
Ryan Lochte failed to qualify for the Summer Olympics. Yes!
Oh, no.
Yes!
Nice.
Yes!
Jason Sudeikis.
No. Jason Sudeikis. That's right. He was a... Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. That's who I was thinking of. He does run in place during What's Up With That. anyway, so Ryan Lochte... And what was his... I think his word was it... Cha?
Yeah. The bad reality series... Terrible.
And remember his fake mugging or whatever it was at the gas station. So, yeah.
He got like locked in the bathroom or something.
And he claimed that
it's really weird.
And then it turns out like his friends had to pay off local authorities. He's just not a good guy.
I don't feel bad for him because he never seemed like he was serious about his craft.
His craft?
He didn't.
Swimming?
He just didn't.
Swimming craft.
Like, I mean, have to be dedicated.
He was too busy with the stuff that surrounded it. Yeah. He loved the reality show aspect of it. That
he wanted to be a celebrity.
He loved being on the Today Show. Remember when he did the fake robbery and the Today Show went with it like hook, line, and sinker?
let's look at it this way. You've got Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Right? He's
got
to fall from grace because he gets a DWI.
Mm-hmm.
Gets his life together.
Mm-hmm.
And comes back and wins gold.
Right. That's a great story.
Now he's like, he's the face of people dealing with their anxiety.
Right.
And you know, really self-care. And that's who an Olympian is. Not the guy who like had a chance. That's your redemption story. And he doesn't make the cut.
No, he did not make it. And again, maybe he could if he faked another crime.
But very emotional. I was kind of taking it all in. I really wanted to be on the Olympic team. I think this was probably my most important swimming that I've ever had in my entire career. The one that meant...
It's very important.
The one that got away.
Very.
And he said, I wanted to be on that Olympic team.
That Olympic team.
Like, you can pick which one you want to be on.
Well, he was pointing to the South Korean team at the time. when he was
the most to me. So, you know, falling short and feeling like I let everyone down was one of the hardest things. But this is not the last you're going to see of me.
I think when he faked the crime is when he let more people down. I'm just guessing.
Well, this is what we're not even factoring. He had an extra year to train.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So
if you can't do it in you know, 4, let alone 5, I don't know if you can do it again.
By the way, did you hear that in Tokyo, the Olympics, they're going to be at 50% capacity and they're not allowing cheering?
Yeah.
No cheering at the Olympics.
That's weird.
Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be a fun Olympics. NBC's pretty glad, I'm sure. They paid all the money. Guinness has awarded another award to the man with the biggest. I think Guinness is a British company, so sometimes they label the records differently than we would in America.
What happened?
They said he's the man with the biggest gape.
Oh, like a gape in his teeth?
No. Well, you're close.
Yeah.
He, his mouth opens 4 inches Ooh. From top to bottom. He's got the biggest gape. His name is Isaac Johnson.
I have the biggest mouth in the world. I'm very proud to reclaim the title for Guinness World Records largest gape.
I feel pretty dazzled to be a Guinness World Records title holder.
My friends and family were very sad and disappointed when I lost it the first time, so it feels pretty good to take it back.
You know, his big, I think Carrie could probably give him a run for his money because she has got a big mouth, Norton, a big mouth.
Well done.
All right.
How did he win it back? Like, that's not the sort of thing you practice for.
Well, Ryan Lochte wouldn't have gotten it back, but this guy practiced. Sir. That's right. Exactly.
Maybe somebody DQ'd.
man, I'd kill for some ice cream right now. So, Conan is on his last week. He's bringing out all the heavy hitters. Do you know who his first guest was on his new show?
No.
Back in the day, the first for the when he launched on TBS, his first guest was Seth Rogen. Mm. So let's close with this. Seth came out last night, and of course, the conversation turned to marijuana, and something happened on the show with Seth and Conan and with Andy that I don't think anyone expected.
You own a weed company. What would you want me smoking?
Pulls out a joint.
One hit of that weed, and I think you'll have a really good time. And
okay, yeah. Do you have a light? I don't have a light. All right. Tell me, and then you just get right in there, huh?
Okay, yeah.
It's really good, right?
I'm so happy with what just happened.
I forgot. I applied for a job at Target.
So that, folks, is your digital dumpster as we listen to Conan and Andy take a hit last night. Pretty wild. So thank you so
much
for listening.
Congrats on your glasses again.
Yeah, exactly. Look to social media for pictures of my beautiful glasses, okay?
You vote.
Vote. Vote early. Vote often. Can they vote as many times as they like?
I don't know how it works. The poll is the poll.
I don't know how it works.
You just click.
You're like Trump. Just, you know, find some votes.
There's something there.
Find some votes. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Message us for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Matt Bloom, and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Good day.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.